8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers. In this hour of radio, about radio, go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
699. I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're featuring two Black American radio artists, Ricardo Iamori Robinson from Pittsburgh and Sadie Woods from Chicago. Both are recent artists in residence at Wave Farm, where artists explore what transmission art and radio art is. First, we'll hear Black Body White Noise from Ricardo Iamori Robinson, and he writes, quote, "Black Body White Noise is an experimental radio art composition. For an entire week, I have collected sounds using two vacant cast iron cubes and sound reproduction technology. Each structure bears a single hull, a black body, allowing sunlight to penetrate and radiate throughout the interior space. During the course of the residency, I have recorded thermal conduction, movement, and ambience. I manipulated the collected data to compose a sonic relationship with excerpts from Lavender Freddy's Sunscreen Conspiracy Project. Lavender Freddy is Robinson's alter ego. The title Black Body White Noise is inspired by Frantz Fanon's highly acclaimed literary work Black Skin White Mask. This project has set out to reveal and translate a correlation between the life of the sun and the struggle against forces determined to destroy it. This meditation will articulate a common narrative of conflict and leave it up to the listeners to reimagine a new future inspired by a new solar language. Here is Ricardo Iamori Robinson's Black Body White Noise on the Radio Art Hour.
When I think of the outer space, I think of this idea of moving and the black body moving through space and how that has always been restricted. Black body moving through space.
Jiu-jitsu, whatever. I love the music and the sound.
I love the music and the sound.
I love the music and the sound.
And the sound. And the sound. And the sound.
Do you understand what I'm saying? When you look at Isangoma, it's the child of the song, the spirit song, Ingoma. So, Sangoma, do you understand what I'm saying? So, Kasisutu e Kingaka, Kasizulu, Yanga. So, Kasisutu e Kingaka. So, Kasisutu e Kingaka.
So, Kasisutu e Kingaka.
Now, the point of the matter is the human spirit is no less complex.
I think what the colonial process does, or any process of domination.
Relativity theory and quantum mechanics.
Another curious tribe is the Samburu, living in the northern frontier district. They're a very primitive people who have no settled home.
Only rays that focus clearly can penetrate.
This is different. I like these. You know, when I see a white person, a white man or a white woman, the first thing I'll start thinking, what do that person, that white person, want from me?
How do you feel the anthropologist can apply all of this varied information to the understanding of, say, our own civilization?
What we have to do is to take each one of these societies as a kind of a laboratory in which we study some of the possibilities of human nature.
But we look at them and we say, oh, they don't have any bathrooms, so they're poor. And they would look at us and say, it's amazing that you can manage to live such anguished lives as you live.
When sun hits your skin, normally what happens is it makes damage to your DNA in millionth of a millionth of a second.
I mean, you're not supposed to be joyful. You're down there being lynched. What I'm looking for is, where can I go with you? Right? Repair. So I want to end with what could be under that dock if we had a transformed frame, because we can't get where we need to go from where we are right now.
Byproduct of 400 years of an intentional effort to destroy us, to erase our memory, to separate us from the land of our ancestors, and to make us believe that we are less than we truly are.
What would you want to see for the Indian
freedom
tribes? Okay, freedom, but what? Better education, better
freedom.
Colleges?
Freedom. That's it.
So that's what density is all about, and that's what urban design is all about, and that's what, and that's why I feel like urban density should be just as core to the sort of political priorities of climate-concerned people as solar power is. As for the population thing, the larger population question I will put aside because it's a sticky wicket, but insofar as you're going to get more people, the best thing you can do is to cram them as close together as possible so that they share as much infrastructure as possible, so that they use as few, so that they produce as few emissions as possible per capita.
Now continue using the last switch on the board, please, the 450 switch for each wrong answer. Continue.
I'm not getting no answer.
Please continue. The next word is white.
Look in on them, please.
Not once we've started the experiment.
Well, what if something's happened and they have an attack or something like that?
The experiment requires that we continue. The experiment requires that we continue. The experiment requires that we continue.
Right, or owning a slave. No one here thinks about owning a slave. Elizabeth Colbert?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think people have a long time, you know, when I was writing, I interviewed a scientist in Princeton, Rob Socklow, and he made the point to me, you know, look, this is like slavery. At a certain point, there will be, you know, and things will flip, and emitting carbon will come to seem, you know, bad.
What we find is that in this information age,
something that John Arquillo wrote a couple of decades ago is probably more true than even when he first wrote it, which is that when you ask in political contests, traditionally, who would win, the answer was the side with the biggest army would win. But in today's world, sometimes it's the side with the best story that wins.
It doesn't mean people have no stories to tell. People have bags and bags of stories to tell.
So the beauty of this this work was lost on these people because they were afraid. You know, they were afraid that if people saw, you know, essentially all this unstoppable joy.
So therefore, this is what we must do, do you see? We must learn how to take ourselves very, very seriously. Do you see? We must learn how to respect ourselves. We must learn how to respect one another.
And in my mind, there is no greater or more powerful way of experiencing hauntings, contaminations, place, and history than by listening. Listening is a posture that generates an awareness of space and time.
There in those pleated faces, I see the auction block, the chains and slavery's coffles, the whip and lash and stock. My father's speaking voices that shred my fact and sound.
My patternists are people, a gathering of mutants, really. They're not extraterrestrial or anything, and they're not gathered for any particularly good purpose. They're gathered because a rather odious character is lonely.
I weighed all of this.
I weighed all of this.
It's happened to everybody who's tried to live. You know, you go through your life for a long time, you think that...
It gives you more sense of structure about where you may be going. We don't really know that either. But it is comforting. It is sort of like a foundation under you to know what went before you.
Well, what about the sisters who don't agree with you, with these people?
I'm not going to preoccupy myself in terms of what will happen to them because I know that more people are preoccupied with freedom. No one wants to be a slave.
The hardest thing to be an Indian is to go into the sweat lodge daily, to live the life of our ancestors. That's what he meant. Because it's so easy to be white. It's so easy to go out and get a job and become concerned only with money. And then you start building fences around your house. You start building fences around your cities. You start building fences around your states. You start building fences around your country. And all this time you're building only a fence around yourself. And that's the fault of the white man. He is by himself. He lives by himself. He has no relatives. He even goes so far as to leave the land of his ancestors, to leave the burial places of his forefathers. He has no respect, so he is isolated.
If you look at society as simply the collective contribution of millions of human beings who carry in themselves certain power and influence and emotion, and every time you turn the switch off of one of those persons, you've dampened the glow.
Mean to have to create oneself from scratch in environments where one is not supposed to exist.
Now, we must be ready for a new danger, the atomic bomb. First, you'll have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You'll know when it comes. We hope it never comes, but we must get ready. It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen.
We, as blacks, we have something which is very unique. Now, there was a fear of the sun. You see, the sun has given us a seed. We have that thing in our body which is known as the melanin, which links us up to the ultraviolet rays of the sun, so we can't get skin cancer when we are, even when the sun's rays are 100 degrees, no, we don't have.
Knowledge has but one purpose. Its purpose is to alleviate the sufferings of humanity. Capitalism is a backward and stupid system. Capitalism is a contemptuous system. Capitalism is a system made on profit. It will make a commodity out of everything.
Now, it is absurd to say that we Africans were not in Africa when white people first came. And secondly, the conqueror writes history. They came, they conquered, and they wrote.
Of the savage. We begin at the end of the 15th century and we end this exhibition in 1958. In the beginning, in this 16th, 17th and 18th century, it's just fascination. There is no hierarchy. There is, well, it's wonder. These are miracles. Eh? They are shown as miracles. In the 19th century, just at the beginning of the 19th century, the vision of the other on the other will change. It is the century of the making of racial theorists, and that's you see here.
Views on the relationship between race and intelligence changed?
No, not at all. I would like for them to change, that there be new knowledge which says that your nurture is much more important than nature. But I haven't seen any knowledge, and there's a difference on the average between blacks and whites on IQ tests. I would say the difference is it's genetic.
Great heroes of our people came out of our church. Great heroes of our people came out of our church. We are extremely highly organized. We are extremely highly organized.
I think hard times are coming when we will be wanting the voices of writers who can see alternatives to how we live now and can see through our fear-stricken society and its obsessive technologies.
Maniac, an animal. That was the reason for it.
Could he be violent?
Only if people were violent to him. I can be violent also, and I imagine so can you. You see, that's the whole story of America. They take their violence and turn it back around on somebody else.
Talked about zombies so much out there and the sequels.
Well, I never heard you talk about them, did you, Vincent?
No, I haven't.
Talk about the zombie just a wee little bit.
Well, a zombie is supposed to be the living dead. People who die and are resurrected, but without their soul. And they can take orders, and they're supposed to be never to be tired, and to do what the master says without cease and without being tired. Naturally, it would be futile for me to attempt to try to explain everything. I do know that people have been resurrected in Haiti. I do not believe that they were actually dead. I believe it was suspended animation.
I don't see how you can have these rallies and everything against the white man. This is America, you know.
I mean, just say something to this call. This is not America. This is Polynesia. Our country was stolen. That's one of your problems. You're ignorant, woefully ignorant.
Sims and the enslaved women, Anarka, Betsy, and Lucy, you know, look as if, you know, that there is some trepidation. Anarka looks as if she's clutching her chest in modesty. The other enslaved women are allowed to peer behind a white curtain, while the two medical assistants are also, you know, gazing and pondering what to do.
The eccentric, the extreme, the excluded, the ex-con, the exiled, the expelled, the never meant to survive, extinct, yet stay, awoke, exist, exert, expand, excite, the Malcolms, the Harriets, the Ninas, the Native Sons, Exodus, Zika.
Visible light from the sun passes through the atmosphere and reaches the Earth's surface. UVA, long-wave ultraviolet, is the closest to visible light. Most UVA also reaches the surface, but shorter wave
melanin
rays,
is a versatile
UVB,
molecule.
Are the harmful rays
not only is it
sunburn.
Responsible for giving us our UV blocking complexion.
Much of the thinking is based on feedback and control systems. Let's look at the evolution of work. In the beginning, there was manpower.
And unforeseen by you in Brave New World.
I think it is the greatest story ever told.
That the sun is born
and ultimately dies at night, and then emerges the next morning and bring life back again, but then dies again. And so the whole story is on the subjects of the whole universe and how our skies work and how the planets work.
Firstly, that the time and development and discipline of geology is contemporaneous with the time of slavery and the construction of racial difference. Geologic theories are used to consolidate racial difference and geographical execution, so the theft of indigenous land and theft of Africans.
Okay, we're going to look now at the idea of black body radiation.
A perfect black body absorbs all of the radiation incident on it.
Yeah. It also points to, for me, that there's a set of larger struggles there. There's a legacies there. When people talk about reparations, when they talk about reservations, all of the ways that we talk about land and how we're going to deal with the pain of the past here in the present, I think that's another commonality, and I think we have to figure out how to talk about that and hold that.
The soul is not an entity that has a start and an end. The soul is in constant orbital mode between the land of the ancestors and the land of the tribe.
That we've arranged a society based on science and technology in which nobody understands anything about science and technology. And this combustible mixture of ignorance and power, sooner or later, is going to blow up in our faces. I mean, who is running the science and technology in a democracy if the people don't know anything about it?
And what sad ethical condition are we in when it seems like when everybody has to do the same thing? Why does now everybody have to do the same thing? And people constantly writing these articles, you know, the state of this discipline, the state of that discipline. And it's always from the position, unspoken or not, that everybody should be doing the same thing. And whoever ain't doing the thing that I'm getting ready to say we should be doing is wrong. It's like, no, that's just stupid. You know, it's just ridiculous, actually. And it's, you know. So there's a bunch of different ways, a bunch of different attitudes, a bunch of different dispositions that are necessary in order to try to provide something that would approach an adequate description of who and what we are and who and what we might be.
I trust what Prince say. We're all just the same. Life is but a game. It's a war of vibrations. Construct your reality. Think about the things you love and draw them into your life.
When a shaman or a healer or a babalawo notices that healing, that the person's health is entangled with the person's sickness, he cuts the body open. I think we need cracks and openings. We are addicted to the highway. The highway is leading to nowhere interesting, but that's all modernity can offer us. And now we need to get lost in order to find a new way, a different way.
We just have to tell our stories so that history will not always and forever be seen from the point of one side.
From Pittsburgh, that was radio artist Ricardo Iamori Robinson's Black Body White Noise. Next, we turn to another Black American radio artist, Sadie Woods, who also was recently at Wave Farm in Residence, and she created the People's Radio. She says the People's Radio explores radio as a technology developed and pioneered by the U.S. military-industrial complex as political warfare and public radio as a conduit for Black expressive culture and radical imagination. This broadcast is created from a variety of sources, including cultural media, ephemeral and symbolic sounds, political speeches such as Power Anywhere Where There's People by Fred Hampton, excerpts from Motown's sister label Black Forum releases like Black Spirits Festival of New Black Poets in America, and oral histories propelled through Black music. The People's Radio emphasizes resistance during times of social unrest and aims to recuperate and make legible repressed histories, reminding us of the political dimensions under the surface of Black life. Here is Sadie Woods and the People's Radio on the Radio Art Hour.
We out here trying to educate, trying to inform, trying to organize, and trying to teach the people some revolutionary political power and have them to arm themselves. We know that once the people are armed, those people cannot be oppressed, and they cannot be repressed without any type of retaliation, and retaliation is the only thing in the world that's ever going to stop fascism. It's not a question of nonviolence or violence. The question is between resistance to this fascism or even non-existence within fascism.
People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Why is that harassment? Because the people that harass me have set up a problem that made me disagree with them violently, and they set up this problem in order to exploit me and other people like me. And why they want to get rid of me? Because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people, and if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization. It will be the first organization they'll move on, because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people. Despite their reaction, all of those people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
crazy about the people. We're going to stand together. We're going to have a black army, a Mexican-American army, an alliance of solidarity. We're going to have some progressive whites, all of us. And we're going to march on this big power structure. And we're going to say, stick them up. We come for what's ours. Up against the wall. Power to the people.
Any kind of people begins to learn that the social phenomenon is that, in fact,
U.S. racist, decadent, capitalist, imperialistic America is a holy state. That a holy state exists here, that these pigs are doing nothing but protecting the avaricious businessman and the demagogic politician, protecting the exploiting system that they got going. That in fact, we are tired of it, we are sick of it, you've been brutalizing black people, you've been murdering and lynching them, black people are tired of it. Black people in vanguard of this revolution all of a sudden, and it's phenomenally correct also, but we are concerned with that social phenomena, we are concerned with that exploitation, we are concerned with the oppression that black people and all other peoples in the world who are suffering the same common oppression that we are suffering today. The thing is that we have the ability to define it. If we have the ability to define it, the only next thing to do is get organized.
Girl,
people. Why don't you get more power to the people? Don't do my move, do
Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
He was shot through the head.
sleeping in bed.
Cause he loves the people.
And he serves his people. And power.
My skin is black, but that's no reason to hold me back.
Why don't you think about it, 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 think about it.
I have wants and desires just like you, so move on aside, because I'm coming through. Oh, oh, oh,
no matter how hard you try, you can stop me now.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows Jess Speer and Karen Werner. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
Got zero, got zero, got zero.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.